Hey. Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to day two of me attempting to do a daily podcast. This is Journey to Midwife. My name is Carmen. I am a badass motherfucking birth keeper in Clarksville, Tennessee, sharing my experience on becoming a midwife and navigating the reality of which way I want my journey to go. I, of course, have several options, which include becoming a regulated birth keeper and essentially a slave to the system in order to keep my ass out of jail, according to the eyes of many people. And my other option is to become trained and remain a traditional birth keeper, keeping my values intact. So during this podcast, you'll learn all the different ways to become a midwife, the steps that I'm having to take, the ups and the downs, the hell yeah moments and the ah fuck moments. So I hope you're ready for that. If you missed yesterday's episode, please make sure to tune into that one. There's a link in the description for that episode. And it also gives you the option in that description to leave us a message. We're asking everybody to leave a brief recording about your pregnancy, birth, and or postpartum recovery. You can take breaks in between. We are going to cut up that audio and make a badass introduction, because as you can see, you've heard me talking from the beginning and no fucking intro. So help a sister out. Leave me your recording. I want to have you be part of my journey and my experience. So if you hear this, then let's fucking jump straight in. So today was an interesting day. I definitely plan to do a lot more than I got done. But because I am going on vacation to Florida a week from yesterday, I've been sidetracked and just trying to get ready to go. This is a girls' trip that I have never taken in my 34 years of life. So I'm really excited to be taking the opportunity to not be just a mom or just a wife, but to reflect on myself, to have a fun time, to just be who I always am, but just reconnect with myself. So anyway, I'm really excited for all of that, and I'm glad to be sharing this experience from you as I record. I am laying in my bed, extremely tired, and knowing that I still need to plan the rest of my week. Tomorrow I work with a friend who owns a little antique shop here, and she brings new life to furniture, so I don't do any type of studying or birth work or anything unless I'm called to a birth on Saturdays. But I'm really excited because that is the one day a week that I take for myself. I take it and listen to audiobooks and reflect on my week and talk to adults who just talk to me as a person. But yeah, I mean, it's my me day. So I guess I get little breaks here and there, but it's not the same as going on a 3 or 4 day trip with a friend and not having to worry about anything or anyone. I want to talk to you about my scheduling. So in this amazing business class, essentially, that I'm taking, it's from CEO Cake, the amazing and wonderful Melinda, introduces you to the concept of really building a business within birth work. And that was a concept that I think a lot of doulas and midwives and birth keepers and all of us birth professionals tend to miss, is how to properly build a business and what you need to do. the course is a big investment, and although there are some things that I already knew, there are a lot of things that I'm like, wow, like, yeah, I need to update my website right now, or wow, like, I can automate all of these steps and focus more on answering direct emails and interacting with my clients more than, you know, I ever thought possible. I have absolutely loved the course thus far. So if you are listening and you are a birth professional in any way, shape, or form, do a quick Google search on CEO Cake and then leave me a message and tell me what you think once you see her fucking website, because it is mind-blowing. I started by buying two of her, like, mini courses and then ended up buying into her business course, which is a 6-month coaching program, and it has completely blown my fucking mind. Like, completely blown my mind. So I'm really excited to be doing that, and I think it's just the perfect opportunity because my birth keeping business, my birth clients, my placenta encapsulation is all taking off, and I'm getting busy, and I want to find the right balance between my business and my family. And so realizing that it is possible for me to have these healthy boundaries, still treat my clients with respect and answer them in a timely manner, but also have time for me and to sit down with my kids at dinner and not skip dinner at the table because I want to get another email in or because there's something else that I need to get done is just amazing. And so, like I said, I'm fucking loving this course. And it's just taught me a whole bunch. So every day I sit down and I work on that course. Yesterday, if you heard the podcast, I spent all day working on that course, catching up on some assignments that I had kind of missed or that I wanted to redo because my views changed or my vision or mission statement are no longer the same. And so I got all of that done and I worked on creating 3 bomb-ass packages for my clients to work with their budgets and know that, you know, they are well taken care of and that they know when to reach me, how to reach me, what my business hours are, and to build that connection and friendship with them. So I'm going to take a pause real quick. I'm going to go ahead and cut to a quick commercial and we will be right back. Thank you so much for listening to that brief commercial and we are back. So we're talking about my packages and, you know, I never really liked when I went to a company's website to inquire on a service and they have no pricing. I don't even bother to call. I feel like if you can't have clear, consistent information on your website that tells me if I come in to cut my hair, it's going to be, you know, $45 and up because, you know, I get it. It varies on the length of your hair. Then maybe your prices just fluctuate because of who I am or what I look like or how I dress that day. And so it's never been a fan of mine. I hate it. And so I've always had clear pricing on my website. Well, all of that information came down because when I started my business course, I started to learn so much of the information that I was missing and what needed to be added and moved and rearranged. And then Melinda's like, no, everybody fucking stop. Don't worry about your website right now. Let's get through the foundations. How are you going to create a website when you don't even know who the fuck you are and who you're marketing to? And so I stopped mid-work, saved everything that I had, and continued to work. now as we are getting in and we've created our vision statement and our mission statement and our views are all, you know, out there, we know what it is that we want, we know who our client is, then she's like, okay, now you can go and post it. And then it was like, okay, now that you know that your clients are, let's make packages for them. And so everything that I'm doing is step by step. So my website is definitely under construction, but so am I. My whole life is under construction. My whole business is under construction. Because before, I would want to work with anybody and everybody who was willing to hire me. I was willing to sell myself short and not give myself the full, not charge my full worth, right? And I was giving my all to everybody and answering texts and emails when I woke up in the middle of the night. And it just wasn't cool. It wasn't ideal because I was missing information. I wasn't giving it like my complete focus. And so I knew something needed to change. So as you navigate my website and you see everything about me, then you'll notice that everything is still being worked on. But I can stand behind my website. I can stand behind everything that's written on there and know that I created it and that it clearly tells you who my ideal client is. So if you're a birth keeper, I want you to close your eyes and think of someone. When they call you, what is it that they're looking for? That is your ideal client. And there's a lot more to it, but I'm not going to give you all the information because you need to take Melinda's course. It's fucking badass. But if you are listening because you're pregnant and you're like, well, I want to see what this badass bitch is up to and her journey in becoming a midwife and all the information that she's learning and she's going to share, then I want you to close your eyes and think of who you want in your most vulnerable and sacred time of your life, your birth. When that person walks in, are you going to be comfortable with them seeing your damn vagina and your breast and you're exposed and you have a freaking life coming out of your vagina? If you're answering, I don't know, not 100%, then that person's not probably for you. I want to work with badasses. I know that I want to work with badasses. I want to work with women who are going to give their provider hell for not giving them evidence-based care, for not willing to be there for them in a way that they deserve to be treated, right? That's my ideal person. I want to work with home births and free births. I've done them both, and that's where I love being. I'm not saying I wouldn't go and attend a hospital birth for a badass who doesn't have any other choice because it is a situation that requires a hospital birth. That is not what I'm saying at all. But I want badasses who are going to fight the system that's broken and that's treating us like we are children who do not know our own bodies. I want to work with badasses who feel that they can take on the world and they just need a little push. They want somebody in their corner who's going to support them and understand that when they say no to not vaccinating their child, or when they say no to Rogam, or when they say no to no pacifiers or routine infant circumcision, that their birth keeper is going to be standing next to them, high-fiving them the whole fucking time. Because you are the parent and it is your choice and you should not be treated in any way that is not justified. We are not children. We know our rights. We know what we're made for. We know what works best for us. And if a provider cannot accept that, then they can be fired and fuck off. Plain and simple. So, to sum up today, I want to work with badasses. I want to work with women who are ready to fight the system. If they're going in to work with a provider, I want to work with women who are so fucking empowered that they know that they were made for this and they want to have a free birth and bring their child into the world the same way that that child was created, in love and comfort at home, maybe. And just at peace with everything around them. Those are the only things that fucking matter at all. The only fucking things. To move on, as far as midwifery school goes, I got review back for an assignment. So we had to make a resource guide of resources for assignments that we have done thus far. In yesterday's episode, I think I told you I think it was in July. I can't even remember. I enrolled in the program in July and have started. And then I took a time off because I needed to think about everything that had happened and how I wanted to organize myself and just get into a better headspace because I was frustrated, about some assignments and feedback that I had received. And so I'm back on track. I'm working on my assignments. I'm reading books that I need to. Right now I'm reading Thinking Woman's Guide. And I haven't gotten very far, if I'm being completely honest. I started today. So I will be reading that over the week before I go on my trip. So I can hopefully turn in that assignment before I leave on vacation. My goal is to do at least one assignment a week, which doesn't seem like a lot, but yet seems like a lot because, you know, for a lot of the assignments, you have to read and then you have to go back and review the information and then you have to read some more and then you have to answer some more questions or write an essay or explain information. And so there's a lot of tedious work that goes along with reading. And there's a lot of freaking reading to do. So yeah, I'm working on it and trying to remain focused. But anyway, we had to do a resource guide that just lists the resources that we've used for any of our assignments this far. And so it gives us a list of a bunch of different resources that over our midwifery course we will be researching and learning about. And I did not like the example that they gave, so I created an Excel sheet that gives me all of my resources and I can put notes and the links and attach documents, and it's definitely a me. I cannot for the life of me do anything that is just simple, but I got an okay that the assignment had been accepted. And so I continue to work on reading so I can finish this assignment. And so, as you can tell, I'm balancing both a coaching program, a business coaching program for birth keepers and birth professionals, and midwifery school, plus my kids, and homeschooling them, and babysitting my friend's daughter. And so it's just been perfect that I am able to balance all of that. But something Melinda taught us was to make a schedule and every night before we go to sleep, make the next day's to-do list. And that has been really important for me in order to remain focused and get what I need done for that day. Then my kids know what is on the schedule. There has been moments where I have not kept up with the schedule, either because my husband's off and we're trying to spend time together as much as possible, or because something else comes up, or homeschooling, or whatever the case may be. But for the most part, I try to do it. And if I'm missing anything, then once I lay my kids to bed, I sit in bed and work on what needs to be done. And so, yeah, it's not all rainbows and cupcakes to become a midwife, to get the learning and the education and the hands-on experience all done. But I wouldn't change it for the world. It's been something that I hoped and I dreamed of for so long. And to know that I'm finally doing it is just amazing. It's just perfect. It's exactly what I needed. It brings me life and joy. And that's all that ever really matters, is for you to be happy. Right? All we want is to be happy. I know that's what I want. That's what I dream of for myself and for my children. And it's just amazing to know that I've made it to this point, that I'm getting busy, that I am bringing in the clients that I really want to work with and that really want to work with me. And I'm just so fucking proud of myself. So fucking proud of myself. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for tuning into tonight's episode. I'm honored for anybody who's listening. And, you know, don't forget to head on to Facebook and look for Journey to Midwife and like our page. I'm going to be sharing a lot of content on there and getting that all organized in order to have daily conversations with you all. Each night I will record a new podcast and hopefully you listen to it the next day. Add us to your subscriber follow list so you can get alerted when a new episode is dropped. And hopefully I will see you tomorrow. Have a good night. Hey friends, are you interested in advertising your business? Why not take a leap of faith and join me? For more information on advertising, please email hello@doulacarmenedwards.com.